16 after 7, front page of the Herald Sun today. You can eat yourself away from a bad heart. You know, they do say you can't outrun your fork, right? But they do say you can eat yourself away from a bad heart.
Well, this is good news.
Well, new research has shown that a Mediterranean diet can override the genetic risk of heart disease and reduce the risk of heart attack. Because we all know that the number one indicator for heart problems is genetics.
Right? Exactly.
That's number one on the list. This is Deakin University Research. Lisa Wren is accredited dietitian and nutritionist. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. We just wonder whether there's an Italian word for cardiologist, right? Do they... Does anyone ever have a heart attack in Italy?
I think it might be extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good stuff.
Now, it's interesting you say that, Lisa, because the article says that the Mediterranean diet can steer you away even from the genetics of heart disease, but it doesn't say that they don't know why it works, right?
Mm.
So you're saying extra virgin olive oil.
I'm saying that's a big component, and there's also certainly a lot of other factors, because we know that there's a big four that are a risk for chronic disease, such as heart disease, and they are high salt, high saturated fat, high sugar, and now a new sort of category is ultra-processed food. So the Mediterranean diet doesn't have those things. Plus, it does have plenty of fruit and vegetables. It's got regular consumption of fish. It's got some moderate sort of consumption of dairy, not a whole lot of meat other than fish. And it has a reasonable amount of extra virgin olive oil. So the diet in itself kind of moves away from those four big risk factors. So perhaps it's not just one. And look, it really is one golden ingredient. But certainly extra virgin olive oil.
Be handy if it was just. It would be handy if it was gold, one golden ingredient, wouldn't it? What about dairy? I mean, they eat a lot of cheese, don't they, the Italians?
Yeah, interestingly. So it's a moderate amount, not a lot. And mainly of cheese and yogurt rather than milk. But the interesting thing about cheese and yogurt and milk is that the recent studies have shown that they actually don't have an impact on cholesterol, which is quite good news. They don't lower it, but they don't raise it either. So certainly having moderate amounts of dairy products is certainly okay for your heart health as well.
So Lisa, give me a hand on this one. So I get the Mediterranean diet, and I think we all know sort of the ingredients, but bread. When I think Mediterranean diet, I do think pizza, and then I obviously think bread. And isn't bread a problem?
Yeah, look, and you might find that the pizza is not perhaps a big feature of the Mediterranean diet. It might seem that it comes from Italy, but it's unrefined cereal. So it's more likely sort of like your high-quality breakfast cereals. I'm sure that's perhaps not a Mediterranean approach, but for us in Australia, sort of a high-quality bread, so that you've got a whole-grain, high-fibre sort of bread. These things actually are part of a healthy diet, so bread's had a bit of a negative press to being a carbohydrate, but the higher fibre whole grain in quantity, like not massive amounts. So again, we've got this quantity thing coming in of how much. And I think that if you're having a couple of slices of bread a day, it's absolutely not a problem. If you're eating four slices alongside your dinner, well, that's not going to be helpful.
Lisa, let me ask you, I was going to ask this in a somewhat more long-winded way, but I'll go with Scorch's approach.
Mm-hmm.
What about the bungers?
Bungers. What are bungers?
Cigarettes.
The ciggies. They love them over there in Italy.
They eat them.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's an interesting one. And perhaps it's looking, and I cannot sit here and tell you and say, yes, you could smoke all you like on a Mediterranean diet. That would be a bad thing to say. So,
well, there was the
double espressos and a dart.
And a dart. Well, there's an American doctor some years back, Lisa, that caused us to interview Raffaele from... she's from Acciaroli, and this American doctor was on holidays, and he's looking around, and all these Italians are walking around with four cigarettes on the go at once, and he'd say, how old are you? And they'd say, 110.
They look magnificent.
So they thought, well, what's going on here? I think they thought a bit of a Mediterranean diet and hills.
It's the hills thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that physical activity is also something that we don't get enough of, and perhaps they do. So, yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it, that perhaps you know, even that extreme lifestyle factor with exercise and healthy eating, hey, I don't know. I think that's perhaps beyond the realms of this study. But yeah. And certainly,
we'll have half of Melbourne this morning walking up the Rialto Tower smoking.
Yeah. Exercising their lungs.
Lisa, nice to chat with you. Lisa Wren, accredited dietitian and nutritionist.